Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to my English lessons where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English, how to use it in certain conversations, either business or personal, and also aspects to do with English expressions, idioms, all sorts of aspects that you might have some difficulty with. So what am I going to talk to you about now? Well, we're going to look at the word Jew. So first of all, just the spelling D-U-E, and pronunciation is almost with the J sound, like J-J, so Jew, okay? Jew, D-U-E, but sounds like J, Jew. Now, the Americans and American English, they pronounce it do, yeah? It is do. So you might hear that on movies or any of these Netflix-type programs, but in terms of British English, we would pronounce it Jew, D-U-E, Jew. So how do we use it? Well, first of all, let's look at it as an adjective, because of course it can be used in that context. So let me give you a couple of examples of that. The assignment is due on Tuesday. The assignment is due on Tuesday. Now, what that means is that the time when you have to submit your assignment or the time when you have to hand up your assignment is Tuesday. So it might be a particular time. So the assignment is due on Tuesday. You might not have completed it by Tuesday and you might miss the deadline, but before that, the assignment is due on Tuesday. She revealed that she is due to have a baby in the summer. Okay, she revealed her due date is in the summer. So if a friend or some family member is going to expect a happy event or the birth of a baby, so she announced her due date is in the summer. Okay, so the due date is the date when the baby is expected to be born. But of course, we all know as fathers and parents that it doesn't always happen that way. And it might be a little early or it might be a little late. So the due date is 20th of July or the 10th of August. But of course, it might arrive early or indeed it might arrive late. But the due date, the date and when it is expected. So using it there as an adjective. He was driving without due care and attention. Often when we see some court case in the local magistrate's office where somebody has been fined several hundred euro or lost his driving license because he was deemed or appeared to be driving without due care and attention. Due care means not being careful, being reckless or careless with his driving. So without due care and attention to other road users. And as a result, he's been stopped by the police, he's been charged with this particular road offence, and he has to appear before the magistrate and he gets a fine or perhaps his licence suspended. Due care and attention. With all due respect, sir, I think you are wrong. So we would use it in this way when we want to be very, very polite with somebody, but we want to disagree with them. So somebody makes a statement, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you say, well, with all due respect, sir, I think you are wrong. So when we use with all due respect, we are paying respect to somebody who perhaps is a little older than we are, somebody with a little bit more knowledge than we are. Perhaps it's the boss, perhaps it's the head of the family, whatever it might be, we believe that we should give them some respect. So we say, with all due respect to you, sir. Okay? So these are four examples when we would use due as an adjective. So let's look at the construction. We can use it as due to, yeah, with the infinitive, okay? So due to as the infinitive. And we use it in this particular situation mostly to do with timetables and expected times or indeed fixed times, okay? She is due to give birth any day now. She is due to give birth late in the summer. She is due to give birth in the next few weeks. So there's a time aspect, a timetable, or indeed a schedule. Or for example, the plane is due to arrive in 20 minutes. The train is due to arrive at 5:30. Again, we're looking at due plus that infinitive and then that specific time. Due to arrive, due to be delivered, due to have the baby, yeah? So all of those are talking about times, schedules, and in that situation, we're using due to, which is the infinitive. Okay. We can also use due as a phrase to indeed modify nouns. And when we talk about modifying nouns, we really mean giving the reason why we use it. Okay. So for example, the road has been closed for 2 days due to a traffic accident. So there's a bad traffic accident and some cars had crashed or several cars had crashed or a tree had fallen across the road. So the road is closed due to a serious traffic accident. Okay, so this is the reason. We're modifying the noun with the reason why the road is closed. Or a famous footballer has been forced to retire due to a serious knee injury. So one of your star players on your favorite football team plays a couple of games, then he's injured, plays a couple of games and he's injured for a longer period, or he's out for a complete season. And then suddenly you hear an announcement that due to this serious injury or the series of injuries, he has been forced to retire due to. I'd like to transfer my work from daytime to nighttime due to family reasons. So you have some family issue, perhaps partner is sick and you have to take kids to school or prepare meals. So you'd prefer to work on the night shifts rather than the day shifts. So you could ask somebody that I'd like to transfer my particular work schedule or my time of working from a daytime to a nighttime. And this is due to family issues, due to family concerns, due to some family commitments. But again, we're modifying the noun to say why we are looking for that particular change. Okay, then we also use due to when something is owed to somebody. Okay, so perhaps you've booked some tickets for a concert or a show, and the concert or the show has been cancelled because the star performer is sick, so you want to get your money back. Okay, so you get told by the organisers, we will refund the money due to you by the end of the week. Or indeed, as has happened in lots of situations recently, flights have been cancelled here, there and everywhere. So the airline may announce that they will refund the money due to you in 10 days or when you complete an application form or when you make the choice whether you want your money back or you're happy to accept some form of a credit. Special thanks are due to our teachers who provided our students with wonderful assistance so that they all passed their exams successfully. So special thanks due to somebody. Or when somebody is retiring, we'd like to honour the person who's retiring as a special thanks due to him for all the work and dedication, hours and months and years that he has put into this company to make it the success that it is and that it has been. So these thanks due to the person who has decided to retire after a very illustrious and long career. We can also use due to with a lot of collocations or expressions. So let me give you a few of those. We talk about due diligence. So if you're ever involved in some form of a takeover or a merger or an acquisition of another company, what they tend to do is a series of exercises called due diligence. So you examine the books or the accounts or the records of the company that you have targeted. Okay, so due diligence. We can use the expression in due course, means at some time in the future. They're not going to be specific with the date. So as we mentioned before about refunds, the refunds will be made in due course. Or if you apply for a particular job and you submit your CV and your cover letter, you might get a holding letter back from the company or the employment office that have contacted you to say that thank you very much for your CV, thank you for your interest in this job, you will be hearing from us in due course. So not being committed in terms of when they will get back to you, but they're giving you some indication that they have received your application, but it may be a little time before you hear from them. So the results of the exam will be given to the students in due course. Okay, so lots of ways of sort of telling people, yeah, we are aware of it. Yes, we are aware of your interest, but it won't be immediate. So it will happen in due course. Okay, and we can also use the word overdue. Okay, so when something is overdue, it's past the date. So we mentioned earlier on about the pleasant experience of a family friend or partner who's going to have a baby. And if the due date, as we called it, was the 10th of June, but come the 10th of June, no baby has arrived. And the 12th of June, we're still sitting there on the edge of our seats. So the baby is then overdue, meaning it was due on the 10th, but the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, no sign of baby. Okay, so overdue. Or if you borrow a book from the library and you're supposed to return it within a couple of weeks and you forget about it, you might get a little notice on your email from the library telling you that the return of the book is overdue. It should have been returned to the library several weeks ago, but you went away on holidays and forgot about it. And oh yeah, I must take it back because it is now overdue. Okay, so just different ways in which we can use those particular words. So remember the pronunciation due. Okay, it's got a sound of the J sound, and you will hear it, as I said, from Americans who pronounce it due. Okay, but try from an English, British English point of view, due. The due date. The train is due at. The date of the arrival of the baby is due at this particular time. Okay, so that's all I have to say about the word due. As always, if you want to listen, you can download it, and you've got lots of different podcasts. You've got Apple Podcasts, you've got Spotify, all sorts of other ones. Or indeed, you can also watch it on a YouTube channel. So remember that you can advise your friends about it. And if there's anybody that you know that would be interested in listening to this, well, of course, you can contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you, always happy to hear your suggestions, and always happy to help you more. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and join me again soon.